from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I sort of figured it out. And I get it. I'm just an insufferable homer. I know. But I think I figured out the equation for at least one of the people, for Kyle Shanahan. I know. I sleep at his house in his guest room, and I carry his bag, and I see all your fun comments. They're great, great humorists, each and every one of you. It's lovely. But here's the real. You want to know why it bothers me so much when people take shots at Kyle Shanahan, somebody who, by his mid-40s, has walked into an organization that was stuck in Tom Sula, Chip Kelly hell. I wish Bruce Bochy was coaching the Niners back then. He walked in and immediately started a process that has made the 49ers essentially one of the final four teams every single year. Every year, as long as their quarterback is upright, and sometimes even when multiple quarterbacks are not upright, you still end up in the final four. I would never say anyone's perfect because no one is. So there is not a coach, there is not a general manager that hits on every pick, calls every play correctly. That doesn't exist. So put all of that silliness aside for a second. But I think I figured it out. And again, this is inspired by fun question that the morning show played with today. Spadoni was in for Bonte. So the two Joes sat here and threw this out to callers. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say blank. Now, I'm not going to act like every single one of you was mean and idiotic, because some of you said great coach. Some of you said offensive savant. Okay? Some of you said those things. But more of you, and this is sports radio, but more of you said stuff like hot seat, which is... like provably false.
More closely to a not seat. The man is standing up.
Correct. And will be for a while. Some of you said stubborn arrogance, not a finisher, plays not to lose, three quarters coach, choke, Super Bowl choke. This is what apparently at least some of you think is Kyle Shanahan. I heard one caller, now he admitted he's not a Niner fan. He goes, I'm not a Niner fan, and that's why I want you to keep y'all's coach, because your coach is garbage.
I don't see garbage on here.
Here's why this bothers me so much. As a parent, we mess up every single day. We have stupid things trigger us every single day. We're at the end of our rope, we're exhausted, all of that stuff. So I try to whittle down how to pick my battles, and here's the battle I choose with my kids. This is number one rule. And I don't have a lot of rules. I already told you, I got four buckets of ice cream in the freezer. People are not getting to bed on time. It's a hot flipping mess over there. But I do have one thing that I will take a hammer and pound into their head.
Number one.
Do you not dare sit in this house in Marin County, California, and tell me about what you don't have. Don't do that. I will not let you have that kind of a global view. You do not get to sit here and act like you ain't one of the luckiest mofos on the planet. It's all boiled down to one word, gratitude. And I will not allow the lack of it in the house. And I finally cracked my stupid code. That's why I get so annoyed when I hear people rip Kyle Shanahan. You lack gratitude.
Sure.
You lack football gratitude, and it is literally one of my number one triggers in life. When I watch people, especially here, coastal California, cruise around in life and be all mad and upset and not noticing what you've got. Everybody's got stuff, man. But don't you dare cruise around this town and think like that. And you cannot look at Kyle Shanahan as a 49er fan and not have some gratitude.
Well, you can. You're allowed to.
You're allowed to
use your words.
Yeah,
but
man, I'm allowed to be annoyed by you then.
You could be annoyed. And I look around the league, and Kyle Shanahan has coached now 7 seasons, and he's made 2 Super Bowls, and he's made 2 other conference championship games. If you want to put his record in 7 years up against any other coach in football, there's one coach that clearly rises above, Andy Reid and the Chiefs. And in that same period of time, they've been to 4 Super Bowls, won 3 of them, and lost 2 other conference championship games. It's one of the greatest runs in NFL history. But even if you want to compare it to Sean McVay and the Rams, he's been there the exact same amount of time. They've been to 2 Super Bowls. They've won 1, which is better than going to 2 and winning 0. But other than that, they haven't made a conference championship game. So if you want to put McVay slightly above Shanahan because they happened to win that Super Bowl and Kyle didn't, okay.
I mean, whatever.
You can do that. But then you go to Philadelphia and you've got Sirianni, who's really on the hot seat. And before that, you had Doug Peterson. They won a Super Bowl. They went to 1 other one, but that's it. They don't have another conference championship game. So my greater point is, if you want to compare yourself to Philly, KC, and the Rams, and if you want to put those 3 ahead of you because they've actually won a Super Bowl since he's been around, and you want to put him 4th among coaches since he's been here, well, then I'm with you about the attitude of gratitude, because while he's been here for 7 years, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 2 other conference championship game appearances, he's 4-for-7 in making it to that penultimate weekend at least, and there's only 3 other franchises who can even rival that. Kansas City is far and away above everyone else. But beyond that, you're better than Buffalo. You're better than Miami. You're better than every other franchise in football since he's been here.
Doesn't he have the absolute end-all, be-all chip that he can play? Doesn't he have it?
In that he has Mr. Irrelevant dominating?
He took Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl.
Well,
Hold on.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Within the last 7.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something.
Well, Nick Foles took over a team that was already positioned to go. He didn't take it from beginning to end. Nick Foles went on about,
and that was Doug Peterson,
yep,
who has gone on to be just kind of okay.
Foles went, we're going to remember this as a 5-game heater. You should go back and look at what Nick Foles
actually
did. It's
like Joe Flacco in Baltimore, same thing.
Not even really that. He had some really crappy games in his team. Like, you know, who's the Bears kicker who ended up on the Today Show
Cody
or something?
Parkey,
Cody,
right?
Parkey.
The double doink.
Yeah, wasn't that year? I might be remembering incorrectly.
Yeah,
Didn't they beat Chicago
31-3. That must have been a different
year.
Maybe
it was the following year. Yeah. Whatever it was.
They beat Atlanta 15-10 in the divisional game.
Go look at some of his games. He was not great. He had a phenomenal Super Bowl, obviously, that was totally drunk, where everybody was scoring on every drive.
They lost the regular season finale 6-0 to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
6-0. Did he even play that game?
So, listen.
That was sudsy.
Listen. I have one of the better L's that I have on my forehead. I think time has shown that much of what I felt at the time about Jimmy Garoppolo was probably not accurate. Jimmy Garoppolo should not have been kept over Tom Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo, though you get credit for what you are doing in the moment, and he still deserves that, Jimmy Garoppolo has proven now long-term to not be a great NFL quarterback. Was he good at times? Yeah, sure, maybe. Whatever. Doesn't matter. He has not proven to be a high-level NFL quarterback. I certainly thought he deserved credit for it at the time. It still happened, so I guess you get the credit. But when you look at what has happened with the remainder of his career, I've always been confused on how you don't look at Kyle Shanahan and go, dog, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? And now you still have people, and I'd argue this is the number one thing working against Brock Purdy, is Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's a big part of it,
because
yeah.
we still sit here confused over whether or not a quarterback is amazing, or is he in some way elevated by the coach? And if some of you feel he's elevated by the coach, doesn't that make him the best coach in the game? I've never seen
he's up there.
I've never seen Andy Reid do that. And what would Kyle Shanahan do if he had Patrick Mahomes? Now, you can get mad because he could have had Patrick Mahomes, and he didn't.
He'd be the best hander offer of the football in the NFL is what he'd be. Possibly.
Maybe.
Shanahan 35-16 over the last three regular seasons with Garoppolo and then Brock Purdy as your starter.
Three-quarter coach who went into two playoff games last year trailing in the fourth quarter
yep.
and won them both.
That's true.
I don't know. And maybe we are prone in this world to let the echo chamber get to us. But do some of you feel that way? Like actual Niner fans, do you feel that you've got a choke artist as your head coach? Like, I think you have the best coach in the game. Yes, I said it. I think you have the best coach in the game. If you offered me Andy Reid for Kyle, I'd say no thank you. No thank you. Give me the guy who's 20 years younger and has proven more in his mid-40s than Andy had in his mid-40s. Andy's just got Patrick. He's fantastic, but he has Patrick. He has Patrick. Kyle Shanahan is bumping into the Final Four every year with Garoppolo and Mr. Irrelevant. How is that not a tiebreaker? Especially when they play twice in the Super Bowl and both games are coming down to the last 5 minutes.
And Patrick wins both.
And Andy's got them both
yep.
with Patrick. So, listen.
Well, we don't know what Patrick would be if he was a Carolina Panther. He might just be another run-of-the-mill quarterback.
Maybe.
Volume thrower.
Andy's great. Andy's yep. great.
He's won three of the last five.
He's
so
always been great,
you got to give him his flowers.
Yeah, he's always been great. I thought he was great with Philadelphia.
Yep.
Like, are you maxing out what you have? And I guess that's where you could argue against Kyle. They should have won last year. That's fair. You can be disappointed. You can be mad that they didn't run the ball. You can be mad about the overtime rule. I'm not going to take any of those things from you. I'm having a broader conversation. I don't understand if that narrative, if that thought process is actually out there for real. Are you a Niner fan? Like a real Niner fan, and you think you have a choker, a three-quarter coach as your guy in Kyle Shanahan. To me, that's just lacking gratitude.
You can have gratitude, but also look at the fact that he's been unable to close in the biggest of spots. And if you want to call him a choker, that feels a little strong to me, but he has not been able to close out Super Bowls either as a coordinator or as a head coach. And I only throw in the coordinator to try to stick it to you a little yeah. bit. Willard stuck it in me yeah. because you and I both agree that that should not be on his record. They had a 28-9 lead, not 28-3, but 28-9 when his offense got the football back. And, you know, he did all he could to move the ball down the field, and he didn't make any plays because he's not a player. But I don't put that on him. But the two Super Bowls, this last one, this last year, that's the one I think that sticks a little bit more. Because you had a team that was good enough and maybe overall better than Kansas City,
yep.
and you got to overtime and you made a poor choice. And I wonder if, in a private moment, if he's asked, do you want the football now? Would you rather have the football first this time if you get to overtime in the Super Bowl again?
I bet you
the answer would be yes.
Maybe, but I do think all of these things, and of course he's stubborn, so he may still say no, because all of these things are a chain link fence. Like, there's no two ways about it. If the right guard doesn't go the wrong way, I feel like Brock Purdy finds Brandon Ayuk standing by himself in the end zone, and now you had the ball first and you put seven on the board. Hell, maybe they would have put eight. I don't know what the hell they would have done. But that changes the Chiefs' next drive. That changes their play calling. That changes how they go about their business, knowing that you get a touchdown or you lose. And if you do get that touchdown, would you go for two? And if you go for two, would you get it? Like, the whole calculus changes.
Yeah, if you score a touchdown.
That's not me defending the decision. I think it's been proven to be, and maybe proven is too strong of a word, but I think history will look on it as a bad decision. But as I've said to you a couple times here, I'm not trying to say he doesn't make bad decisions.
Of course.
Because they all do.
And it's about gratitude, and I think you're right there.
He's
because,
such a good coach.
And you don't have a lot of coaches in the NFL right now who already have a Super Bowl. And I know Doug Peterson is one, but his stock has kind of fallen a little bit. And you mentioned McVay already, and you know Andy's got it as well. So of coaches who have been here as long as Kyle has, his record, regular season and postseason, is among the best outside of Andy Reid.
888-957-9570. How about Alan in Marin? Hey, Alan, thank you for calling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great conversation. I love how it kind of devolved from, you know, why did everybody describe Kyle in these pejorative terms on the morning show versus who's the better quarterback, Kyle or Andy Reid? And I get your take, Willard. I mean, your homer takes are among the best homer takes.
Thank you,
that I
Alan.
Can actually listen to.
Thank you.
I mean, they're not terrible because they are grounded in some fact and some form of reality. What I will say is this, though, brother. I mean, the one thing that I think puts Reid at 1 and Kyle at 1A is Reid was smart enough to draft Patrick. So when you keep saying, with Patrick, yeah, Reid's winning with Patrick because he was smart enough to draft Patrick. And I'm not saying it was all Shanahan that didn't draft Patrick, but you're using that as a reason to not check Mark Reed's column, when it should really be the biggest reason that he is in that column.
Okay, that's a really good, Alan, thank you. That's a very good response. And let's address that for a second. That I look at as a win in Andy's favor. That doesn't make him automatically, that one act, Kyle not drafting Patrick and Andy drafting Patrick, that to me does not end the whole conversation and make Andy the better coach. Especially because, by the way, most people, when they're talking about coaching, are not referring to drafting. There are a lot of coaches out there that have nothing to do with the draft, or very little, or just some input. But general managers, now Andy and Kyle, yes, they're making the offensive decisions. Did Andy nail quarterback drafting while Kyle largely has not? We can go there. I mean, Kyle has only really tried to go make a franchise QB pick one time, and he whiffed.
Oh, boy.
Wild whiff. And Andy moved up and got Patrick. That's a huge check in his favor.
Kyle moved back and got Solomon Thomas.
Okay. So there you go. That's a huge check in Andy's favor. But when I'm talking about a great coach, I don't automatically think drafting. And I will also respond by saying it's interesting to me. In fact, we've had a few of these texts come in talking. Here it is. 408. Xfinity Mobile text line. Thank you so much for your interaction. How does Shanny get a pass for having a hand in drafting first rounders Kinlaw, Lance, Pearsall, Solomon Thomas? First of all, you're mean for putting Pearsall in there. You have no idea if he nailed that or not. No clue. Secondly, I always wonder about people who list off the misses and you leave out the fact that we're in the middle of contract hell because of all of the people they've nailed in the middle of the draft who are superstars. Best linebacker in the game, third round.
Brandon Ayuk, first rounder, is a fair case.
Debo, second. Nick Bosa, first rounder. George Kittle in the fifth. Dre Greenlaw in the fifth. Brock Purdy in the seventh. No credit?
He gets credit, but you also have to mention Dante Pettis and Jalen Hurts. And, you know, we can play hits and misses all you want, and there are more hits than there are misses.
Andy Reid didn't trade for Kadarius Toney.
The reason why I defend Kyle about the Patrick Mahomes non-pick is because if you look at the roster in 2016, the roster he inherited when they were 2-14, they were not in prime position to draft a quarterback in the first round and have that be the elixir. They had so many problems with that roster that I give him a pass for not going out and scouting Patrick Mahomes and not seeing that he was going to be as good as he turned out to be. And there were 9 other teams, by the way, including the Bears, who traded up to get Mitchell Trubisky, who also didn't draft Patrick Mahomes. So I look at where their roster was at that time, and they were not ready for a quarterback. And it wasn't until, 10 games into the year when they were 1-9 that Shanahan realized that he didn't have the answer in the building, and he went out and got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Do you remember the pre-draft discourse about Patrick Mahomes? Do you remember it?
A little bit of it, yeah.
It was like, the vibe was, dude, he's got a rocket arm. Like, he's got some really interesting attributes, but boy, is he raw. The ball can fly everywhere, you know. Texas Tech, like, I don't know. And how many quarterbacks went before him?
Just one.
Just one?
Trubisky.
That's it?
Yeah. Deshaun Watson went 12.
Was right after him.
Yep.
Yeah. And when Andy traded up, I also remember this. When the Chiefs traded up to 11 to get him, it was a ooh moment. It was like, whoa, what are they doing? We didn't see that coming. We didn't see it from them. Yep. And we didn't see that being the guy.
Kansas City traded a first and third round pick, 27 and 91, and a first round pick the next year to move up to number 10.
They loved him, and they were right. They nailed it.
Yep.
They loved
him. Two firsts and a third to go up from 27 to 10.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.